Bradley Manning's leaks included battlefield information from Iraq and Afghanistan. The U.S. has largely pulled back from those wars, but people continue to be killed in Afghanistan and Iraq, often by improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Many of these homemade bombs are packed with ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that farmers use to improve their crop yields. It can be highly explosive. Now, an engineer in New Mexico is trying to create a new form of the fertilizer that can't be used to make a bomb. Carrie Young has the story.
In the mountains of southern New Mexico, a group of guys load large quantities of explosives into the back of a white Camaro.
So we're just going to take bags of AMFO and put in the trunk here.
AMFO is short for the ammonium nitrate and fuel mixture that these engineers are working with this afternoon. The guys are building a car bomb, and that's the sound of three 50-pound bags getting prepped for detonation. After retreating about a half a mile, the group hunkers down, and then...
Five, four...
Just like a lightning storm, when a bomb goes off, you see it first. Then, you hear it.
This is pretty good evidence of the destructive power of ammonium nitrate and fuel oil. The car that was here is gone. It literally doesn't exist anymore. It's in a million pieces.
Dr. Van Romero is the vice president of research at the New Mexico Tech Energetic Materials Research Lab. He says this test explosion is a lot like a typical car bomb blast in Afghanistan. He adds it doesn't take much in the way of raw materials to make a big impact.
There's been a lot of lives taken from car bombs. You know, as you saw, it's very simple to put together, and it's very mobile.
It's also very safe to handle and relatively cheap.
There's millions and millions of pounds of this stuff used every year. Almost all the car bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan now are AMFO.
Using fertilizer to make a bomb is nothing new. It's been used to make explosives all over the world since World War II, from the IRA street bombs in Northern Ireland to the Oklahoma City bombing. Scientists have tried to make fertilizer less explosive, but so far they haven't had much success. In previous attempts, bomb makers have quickly figured out how to extract the chemicals they need to make a bomb, which is where Kevin Fleming comes in. He's a retired optical engineer who spent his career working with Sandia National Labs in Albuquerque. And he's been looking at this particular problem on a molecular level.
Ammonium nitrate's a pretty tenacious little molecule, and it really takes a lot of other stuff in there to make it not detonate.
In other words, it takes a lot of inert stuff to overcome ammonium nitrate's explosive potential, which ultimately makes for a bad fertilizer.
The farmers need something that works. You know, in a perfect world, you have something that's a perfect fertilizer that doesn't detonate.
The key to the new formula involves mixing the fertilizer with the chemical compound iron sulfate. Theoretically, when added to fertilizer, the new mixture won't explode when it's tinkered with. And in a serendipitous twist, Fleming says, what you end up with is a more effective plant food. The project has become a personal mission for Fleming. For years, he taught American soldiers how to make and disarm IEDs. The idea was that by knowing how the explosives are made, soldiers can more accurately tell the difference between a bomb and harmless items used by civilians.
It's hard to imagine sitting there talking with people that maybe were these young, vibrant people, and then you see their obituary or legs are gone and, you know, they're trying to get fitted with some prosthetics.
According to the Pentagon, in 2012, IEDs killed or wounded about 1,900 troops in Afghanistan, 60% of American combat casualties. And around the world, more than 700 IED incidents occur on a monthly basis. Fleming's research is still in the early stages, and while he says he knows his formula works in the lab, he says it needs more development to see if it's practical on an industrial scale.
The profit to me is, you know, a few less people injured or dead from IEDs made with fertilizers.
Fleming adds that if solving this problem is possible, it would be a huge breakthrough for the fertilizer industry, as well as a lifesaver worldwide. For The World, I'm Carrie Young in Albuquerque, New Mexico.